Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
What is going on at some of our hospitals? What is the situation there? We got this message from a listener. I was at Helen Joseph Hospital dropping off food for a patient and I left and was physically sick. There were about 80 to 100 patients lying on urine-soaked floors. They were begging me for food and blankets, and animals would not be treated this badly. One lady was screaming as her rapist was sitting 5 steps away from her. It was really, really terrible. Please, I feel it is my duty to help. I just don't know where to start. What a horrific message that is. Jack Bloom, a very, very good morning to you. Jack Bloom is a member of Gauteng Provincial Legislature for the Democratic Alliance, and certainly somebody who has been shouting as loud as possible about the situations at our hospitals. How are you?
Fine yourself. Good to be with you.
Nice to be with you. What do you make of this message?
Well, I actually got the same message on my Facebook, and I'm afraid this is par for the course at the Helen Joseph Hospital Casualty Department. It's really mostly because of the continuing partial closure of the Sharp and Clarke Johannesburg Hospital, because these are casualty patients. Now, we heard this earlier this week that the Minister of Health went to Sharp and Clarke and announced that they're reopening the casualty department, but that's not really true, because the CT scanner is not working. And if you don't have a CT scanner, it's a casualty department, 80% of the patients can't be treated there. So we still have a situation where there's a flood of patients going to Helen Joseph Hospital. It's well known what's happening there. It's been reported on. Staff are complaining. Patients are complaining. Exactly what this message shows. I mean, in graphic detail, it's just terribly, terribly depressing that the situation continues. And I'll tell you something worse. People are all crowded into corridors, sleeping on floors for days before they had to get admitted to a ward. We are in the middle of the fifth Omicron wave, which is very infectious. I mean, people can pick up COVID-19 while waiting at the casualty. So, unfortunately, this latest story rings true. And it's not isolated at all.
Surely there's something that can be done. When we were in the grip of, I think it was the third wave, we had tents put up, we had in parking lots, oxygen was supplied, additional wards all over the country were really created in order to manage the influx of patients. Why can't we treat this particular situation in the same way? Erect a tent. If we haven't got a fully functioning casualty in Johannesburg at the Charlotte Mateka Hospital, then why can't we add facilities at some of the other hospitals, put in more doctors? Many of our doctors are out of work. It's a huge, huge problem. I'm hearing for more and more young, qualified doctors who can't get posts. I don't understand this. Surely this is solvable.
Well, absolutely, Howard. It's solvable if you have competent people in charge and you have honest people in charge. There was about an extra 2 billion rand made available to fight COVID when the epidemic first broke. And it was precisely to build extra wards, get extra staff, extra resources. And I'm afraid to say most of it was completely wasted. What happened is, instead of building extra wards at a hospital like Helen Joseph, they went building extra wards at out-of-the-way areas. And there's an entire hospital on the far west Rand, which they spent more than half a billion rand. It's a ghost hospital now. That was supposed to be for COVID patients. So instead of squandering all the money in the wrong places, and in fact with a lot of corruption involved and not even completing the projects in many instances, the money should have gone to exactly what you say, temporary structures at a hospital like Helen Joseph Hospital, extra staff. It's an emergency situation. I think part of the problem is that they've missed all their deadlines for reopening Sharp Clarke Johannesburg Hospital. Originally, I asked this question of the MEC for Health last year, and she said, no, the casualty department would be opened in January this year. January came and went, and it still wasn't open. Then the Gauteng provincial government announced that they're going to be handing over the whole project to the National Health Department. I mean, that just shows you that they're just incapable at provincial level of doing this, something like fixing up a major hospital. I think that led to extra delays. The SIU, of course, is investigating corruption there as well. And now that it's gone to the National Health Department, I'm not so sure they're competent to do the job as well. But anyway, the next deadline, they said it would be opened in April. Of course, April had went. And as I said earlier this week, the Minister of Health announced with great fanfare that the Cash Department would be open, but it's not. It's only partially opened, and until they fixed the CAT scanner, and that's a whole story on its own. What happened there is that there was vandalism and theft, and somebody stole the CPU of the CAT scanner. I mean, can you believe it? Who would do such a thing? Cables were stolen. Yeah. And this is at a hospital where they spend 40 million rand a year in security. So something is just seriously wrong from top to bottom with our whole health system, and people suffer, and that's why you get experiences such as this person has sent into your radio station.
Is there recognition within the department that this is a mess?
Well, it's been a mess for some time. When Premier Dave Makuura first became Premier, which was 8 years ago, in his opening address, he said that he would seek a, quote, urgent turnaround of the Gauteng Health Department. Now, 8 years later, and we've had umpteen scandals, like I said, many, the PPE corruption scandal, you know, it just goes on and on. I mean, the small sign of hope is that finally they've appointed a new head of department, Dr. Namondi Nolachungu, and she's got a giant task ahead of herself. You know, but the problem is you can't change deeply rooted corruption and incompetence overnight. I think they need to focus on doing the basics right, with the right people, the right jobs. You know, get rid of cadre deployment, because that's a large part of the problem, and just make sensible decisions. The fact that Helen Joseph has been overflooded with patients because of what's happening at the Sharpenkirk and Johannesburg Hospital is an absolute scandal. And the fact that there wasn't planning for it, extra resources, extra facilities, and that, you know, even as we speak, if you go there today, I'm sure you'll find similar scenes to what has been described by the person who sent in your email.
To my mind, this comes from a simple notion that they don't really care. Because you can't witness something like that, and you can't see the ongoing suffering of people and not be motivated to find even a short and medium-term solution. It means, it genuinely means you don't care. And that's a very frightening thought, because it goes to the very core of what government is about. Government is a representative of the people. They're elected by the people, and they're there to serve the people. That's why, that's the only reason that they have a right to exist in the form that they're in. And the message is very, very clear, that they actually don't care about the suffering of fellow South Africans.
Howard, I'm afraid that's what it points to. We hear all sorts of grandiose pronouncements and false promises, and yet on the ground, doctors will tell you and nurses will tell you that things are dire. Yesterday, we had International Nurses Day, and there was actually a demonstration by nurses who say there's nothing to celebrate.
Yeah, and we spoke to them on our show yesterday morning, and the conditions are horrific. It's absolutely unacceptable how one of the most important aspects and members of our healthcare environment are treated. It's appalling.
Well, that says it all. So I think until, you know, you're right, there needs to be a caring approach. And I think we just got to clear out the rot. You know, the Gauteng Health Department has some very good people, actually, but the good people, of course, are pushed out. And in one terrible case last year, Badita Diakaran was assassinated because she was uncovering the rock. Right.
To my mind, it's very simple, and I said this yesterday about the energy crisis, is any member of parliament should not be allowed to own a generator or an inverter, should not be allowed to attend a private hospital, should be forced to send their kids to government schools, and in no time at all, we will find that these standards are improved, because it is only because members of parliament can insulate and isolate from the rest of the country that these types of situations occur. Hillel says nothing will change in healthcare situation until the ANC are voted out, and I think that might well be correct. Jack Blue, member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature for the Democratic Alliance, thank you for making yourself available and just chatting to us about this very serious issue.